So welcome to lying down yoga, done lying down on the floor or in a chair. We'll be offering those two options. Taking care with yoga the same way we do with all of the other meditation practices that we do, that you are mindful of the body, mindful of what are the limits of the body, and especially since we're not in person, not watching for striving to arise that could cause you to move quickly and injure yourself. Sometimes it's said do 60% rather than 100%. But if you're someone who usually does 60%, maybe 80 would be more appropriate. So you know who you are. Yoga is an interesting practice in that we're moving the body, kind of like a body scan in motion. And things can arise in the mind, in emotions themselves. And so taking great care to use that window of tolerance that we spoke of to monitor what's called for and what's needed. So stay curious and kind and friendly. If you are a yoga teacher, you may find some frustration or irritation arising that the practice is slow or different. Yes, it is. This is this moment and this is this practice. So if you're going to come to lying down, go ahead and do that now. And if you're sitting in the chair, sitting back and letting the chair support you. So as you come to lying down, let the legs extend out long and the toes fall away from each other, unless that causes discomfort in your low back. If that's the case, bend the knees. Take the feet wide apart and let the knees lean against each other. The arms can be at the side of the body, out a little ways, away from the sides. Maybe palms flipped up or flipped down to see what feels best in the shoulder girdle. And begin by just gently letting the head roll from side to side. And so if you're sitting in the chair, it's a gentle turn of the head from side to side, making sure the spine is in alignment, the head is not drooping forward, ears are over the shoulders. And if it feels okay for the neck, you might even circle the head around. If you're lying on the floor, there's the support of the floor. In the chair, do this slowly and again, paying attention to where is the limit of the range of motion. The intention is to feel sensation, but not to feel pain at any point. And then if you're sitting, you may choose to come to standing. And notice the feet are parallel hip width apart and the hips are over the ankles. And then raising the arms forward and all the way up overhead, reaching for the ceiling, maybe stretching right side and left side, maybe looking up towards the hands, bringing the arms down in a resting position whenever you feel ready. And if you're lying on the floor, we're doing the same thing, which is to raise the arms forward towards the ceiling and then up overhead, letting the arms rest on the floor above you with as much bend in the elbow as necessary to accommodate the shoulders. And again, you may choose to stretch the right hand and the right heel away from each other. And then releasing that and stretching the left. And then stretching both hands and both feet away from each other. Again, in a standing position, you're stretching the fingers towards the sky and planting the feet solidly on the floor. Taking a moment to notice all the sensations in the body. And then inhaling the fingers back up towards the sky. bringing the arms down to the sides of the body. If you've been standing, returning to a seated position again. In this resting pose, with the support of the chair or the floor. Acknowledging the state of the body as it is in this moment. The state of the mind and the heart. And then feel free, if this is accessible to you, you're lying on the floor, to bend your knees and place your feet on the mat. Your knees are pointed towards the ceiling. Arms will come out to the sides in a T position on the floor, again, if that's right for your body. And I'll demonstrate this in the chair in just a moment. If you then press your low back into the floor or the mat, so that the entire back is felt on the mat. And then go ahead and release and arch the back away from the floor, the low back. The hips stay planted. And if this is difficult to feel, you can take one hand and tuck it under the curve in the low back and press your back into your hand until you get a sense of this, and then lifting the low back away from the mat. Rocking the pelvis back and forth, slowly, noticing where this is felt, what sensations are present. And to do pelvic rocking in the chair, same thing happens. We're sitting in the chair with the feet under the knees, so the feet are hip width apart. And you can sit up nice and tall to begin, and then press the low back into the back of the chair. So you're kind of curling the belly forward, not dropping the head or rounding the shoulders. And then reverse, sit up nice and tall and press the belly button forward, arching the low back away from the back of the chair. Back and forth, rocking the pelvis forward and back. As you come forward in the chair, you'll notice you're sitting on the upper part of the thighs. And as you round the low back towards the back of the chair, you're sitting more on the buttocks. And this pelvic rocking can be helpful if you're in a seated position for a period of time, just pausing and doing some pelvic rocking. Or you have tension in the low back. And then returning to neutral resting position, either in the chair or on the mat. Legs extended out long on the mat, letting those toes fall away again from each other, releasing into the support of gravity in the chair or the mat. And then drawing the feet together, bending the knees, and bringing them into the chest. If that's accessible for you, you may be able to take hold of the shins or the back of the thighs, preferably not the knees themselves. In a minute, I'll demonstrate this in the chair. And squeezing the knees into the chest as tight as you can, a gentle rocking of the knees from side to side. It's actually the whole lower torso is rocking side to side. And noticing the pressure changes across the back, the hips. It may even feel good to let your head roll side to side as the knees rock. Perhaps the same direction as the knees, or opposite direction of the knees. You can continue to explore that as I demonstrate this from the chair. So rather than lifting the knees up towards the chest, which is difficult to do in the chair, you can bring the chest down towards the thighs and bring the feet back a little bit. And again, the knees can rock a little side to side, taking a hold of the shins if that's possible. Just exploring what feels good in this body in this moment. We know that if we move slowly and we pay kind attention. Acknowledging thoughts that arise, opinions, judgments, plans, memories. Come back to the bare sensations of the body in this moment. And once again, turning to neutral position. Support of the chair, support of the floor. So it can be helpful to return to this position to notice the effects of each posture as we move through. What's different now, if anything? And of course, it would not be surprising to notice some discomfort in the body, working with that either by acknowledging, letting your attention rest there, breathing into that part of the body, or perhaps the whole body has some sense of fatigue or just feeling not 100%, holding ourselves gently, kindly, the way we would a child who was suffering. Also remembering that if at any point it's helpful to open the eyes or pause the practice, you're 100% in charge here. And so bringing the feet together, leaving that left leg extended on the floor, bending that right knee and bringing it in towards the chest. If it's not possible to bring the knee into the chest, then letting the right foot rest on the floor with the right knee pointed towards the ceiling, or any variations that your body appreciates. Otherwise, drawing that right knee into the chest, and again, you're welcome to take a hold of the shin or the thigh. Pausing here for a moment with that left leg extended long. You might even experiment with pointing those left toes towards your face. And if you're in the chair, you can extend that left leg out on the floor with the heel on the floor and the toes pointed towards the ceiling. And let that right knee bend so the right ankle is under the right knee. You may also choose to pick that right knee up if that's possible. And for both, whether you're in the chair or on the floor, you may want to circle that right foot around, wiggling the toes. And back around the other way. Okay, noticing all the sensations in the lower leg as the foot circles and the toes wiggle. And then relaxing that right foot. If you don't have osteoporosis or a problem with your neck, you can feel free to lift the forehead toward that right knee, maybe taking your hand and supporting the head. So one hand is holding the knee up and one hand is supporting the head. Actually, the hand holding the leg should be on either the shin or the thigh, not the knee. And staying up just as long as that feels helpful for you. And I will demonstrate it in the chair.
So if you're in the chair, the left leg is extended out. You may want to come to the edge of the chair. And either the right foot's on the mat with the knee above the right ankle, or maybe it's accessible to lift that right leg up with the knee bent. And again, circling the foot. Maybe coming forward, if you're in the chair, coming forward so the forehead comes toward that knee. And then release, returning back to resting pose. And noticing here, especially if there's a difference between the right and left sides of the body. Once again, drawing the feet together, this time keeping that right leg extended and drawing the left knee in towards the chest. Again, if that's not accessible, keep the knee bent and the foot on the mat, left foot on the mat. Otherwise, settling into this stretch with the left knee in and right leg extended. Same thing in the chair. And stretching those right toes strongly towards your face. Where is this felt in the body? And maybe circling that left foot around, wiggling the toes. And back around the other way. You'll notice almost all things we do in a posture, we do on both sides, balancing the body. And if you choose to lift that forehead towards the knee and that's safe for you, feel free to experiment with that. Explore how is this felt. Letting the shoulders be at ease. Letting the breath be easy as much as possible. And then if you've lifted the head, bringing it back to the mat, releasing that left leg and extending long both legs, letting the toes fall away and the arms rest at the sides, coming to a resting position in the chair, taking stock. What's here now? Energy level in the body. Warmth, coolness, flow, tingling. What's here in the mind? Busy, calm, agitated, interested, curious. What stories are running through? Plans. And then we're going to transition to all fours or hands and knees position. So if you will mindfully make your way onto your side and then up onto hands and knees. And if you are going to do this position from the chair, I would suggest you come to standing and reach your hands for the chair. But step your feet back so that you're in a hands and knees position, but on the feet and hands instead of knees. With the back flat as much as possible, taking care not to let the head droop down. If you're on the mat, your wrists are under your shoulders and your knees are under your hips. We're going to do the same position that we did with pelvic rocking, except we'll this time incorporate the whole spine. So beginning by dropping the belly towards the floor
If you had a tail, you'd be lifting it up towards the sky and lifting the head gently. Again, take care here with the neck. Noticing this position and then reversing. So we're going to arch the back up towards the ceiling like a cat. Drop the chin towards the chest. And if you had a tail, you'd be tucking it between your legs. So at your own rate, moving back and forth. This is sometimes called cat and cow position. And simply arching the back first one way and then the other. And so in the chair, this looks pretty much the same. Your hands are, wrists are under your shoulders and your ankles are under your hips. And you're dropping the belly down, lifting the head and tail. And then reversing, arching the back up towards the sky. Moving back and forth from this position. And then coming to neutral spine, we'll do a balance pose. I'll demonstrate it in the chair first. So if you're in the chair from this standing position with your hands on the chair, nice flat back, you can stretch your left leg back with your toes on the floor. And you can stretch your right arm forward with your hands still on the chair. You may choose to experiment with lifting either the leg or the arm or both. If you're on the mat from this neutral spine position, stretching the left leg back and the right arm forward, keeping your toes and your fingers on the mat. And then make sure the belly is engaged, the core belly muscles. And if you choose, lift that right arm and left leg, not higher than the shoulder or the hip. Gaze can be down towards the floor or towards those right fingers. Coming down whenever you need to, staying up a breath or two more if that's accessible. And then release if you haven't already done so, bringing the knee or the foot, if you're in the chair, and the hand back to neutral position. And let's do some more pelvic rocking here. So as we just did, arching the back, making it concave and convex, back and forth. Slowly sensing what serves your body in this moment. And then making your way back to neutral spine, we'll do the other side. So we'll stretch that right leg back, toes on the floor, and the left arm forward, fingers on the mat or the chair. Make sure the core belly muscles are engaged for support, and then if you choose, lifting either the arm or the leg or both, or staying on the mat. Noticing effort, heat, energy, any pain, please come out of any pose immediately. Not about going into pain. Again, coming down as you need to, or perhaps one or two more breaths. And then release, bringing the hand and the knee back. Or foot back if you're in the chair, and pelvic rocking again, back and forth. And then, as though it was another posture, let's transition to being on our backs on the mat or in the chair if you're using the chair. So it's a movement that the body is doing. Notice that just like you notice coming in and out of a pose. As we come to resting pose, either in the chair or on the mat.
taking stock of the body as it is now. We'll transition to bridge pose. So bringing the feet together and bending the knees, bringing them so the feet are on the mat, knees are pointed towards the sky. And I'll demonstrate first on the mat and then in the chair. So your arms can be at the sides of the body. Often helpful if the palms are down, but you can take your choice here. As always, we're going to lift the hips up off the mat, keeping the knees in line with the hips and ankles. So as you're ready, pressing into the feet and lifting the hips and the back up off the mat. Again, take care that the knees aren't splayed out to the sides or falling in towards one another. And you can experiment with coming down and coming back up into this position. As I demonstrate this position in the chair. So it might be helpful to sit towards the edge of the chair with your feet parallel, hip width apart, and your knees over your ankles. And then if you have arms on your chair, simply leaning back into the chair. So the back is away from the back of the chair. Coming into this position. Or if it's accessible, sitting back a little further in the chair, using the arms, your hands on the arms of the chair to lift the hips up off the chair, coming up into bridge pose. Again, coming up and down as you feel is right for your body, experimenting with, how is this? What do I feel now? Where do I feel it? Is this supportive, opening? One other possibility if you're lying on the mat for bridge pose is as you come up, the same time that you raise the hips up, raising the arms up towards the ceiling and all the way up overhead on the floor to rest above you. This can be done the same in the chair if you're not using your hands on the arms of the chair to lift up. And then if you haven't already done so, bringing the hips and the arms back down to the floor, returning to resting position on the mat or in the chair, taking a moment to notice the body. Bringing the feet together again, bending the knees, placing the feet on the mat with the knees bent. And if it's okay for your shoulders, reaching up and interlacing the fingers, making a pillow for your head. And then letting your knees gently rock a little side to side. If you're in the chair, you can place your hands above your head, the same as if you were on the floor, if that's accessible to you. And gently letting the knees rock to one side and then to the other. And you may actually experiment with the knees rocking left and turning the torso to the right. So that you're getting a gentle twist of the whole spine. Again, if this is too much on the shoulder, simply let the hands rest either on the arms of the chair or on the knees. the hands are resting on the knees can move to the right and the gaze can shift and the torso can move to the left. And then back the other way. Same thing's true for on the mat. The knees are bent. Knees are together, and you can let the knees fall as far as they want to go over to the left as the gaze goes towards the right elbow. Always noticing if what I'm saying works for your body, and if it doesn't, please vary it. Do what's right for yourself. Staying right up close to the experience. And then shifting the gaze and the knees back to center and letting the knees move over towards the right, just as far as is right for your body. Maybe the gaze going towards that left elbow. As you settle into the pose, noticing the shifts and changes that may happen. And then bringing the knees back to center, the gaze back to center. Stretching the legs out long again. Coming into resting pose, taking stock. Bringing the feet back together, bending both knees, placing the feet on the mat. And then reaching the right foot up towards the sky. Reaching up and taking hold of that right leg if that's accessible, either the thigh or the calf. And letting this right leg come closer to the torso. If you're sitting in the chair, the right knee is bent with the right ankle underneath you. Left leg is bent with the left foot underneath you. Right leg is extended out in front. And sitting nice and tall, keeping the back flat and straight as much as possible, coming towards that right leg. Letting the torso move towards the right leg. Maybe taking a hold of the thigh or the calf. And if there's no issues with osteoporosis, perhaps letting the head fall towards that leg, the forehead coming towards the right leg. Same thing on the mat. You may find it helpful to support the head with the left hand as you reach the forehead towards that right leg. So that left leg is bent with the foot on the mat, but it may be accessible to you to extend that left leg out on the mat. Again, just titrate this. Watch what is best rather than how far can I go. What serves this body? If you've lifted the head, bringing it back up to neutral position, bending that right knee, stretching both legs out on the floor, coming to resting position, same in the chair. Once again, bringing the feet together, bending the knees, placing the feet on the mat. This time, keeping that right foot planted on the mat and stretching the left foot towards the sky. Taking the hands toward that left leg, if that's possible. And letting that left leg stretch up and maybe come towards the torso. In the chair, that left leg is extended out with the heel on the floor. Right knee is bent, right ankle under that right knee. And reaching the torso forward toward that left leg. Settling in, letting the body do what the body does. Staying up close with awareness. Maybe if you choose, lifting your forehead toward that left leg in the chair, letting the forehead come down toward the leg. Releasing the head back to neutral, either on the floor or in the chair, coming to a flat spine. And then bending that left knee and stretching both legs out long, coming back into resting pose. Noticing sensations present in the body, activity of the mind, movement of the heart. As we move through these gentle postures, giving ourselves this gift of attention, of care. So again, treating this as though it's a posture, let's transition to lying on our bellies. If you're practicing in a chair, coming to a standing position. And from the chair, standing up nice and straight and stretching your right leg back behind you. If you're with your toes on the floor, this can be a bit of a balance, so hands on the top or the back of the chair or the arms of the chair, if that's supportive. Lying on the floor, you're stretching your right leg back behind you, maybe lifting it an inch or two and lengthening it back behind you. Hands can be on the mat directly under your shoulders. Or you can come up onto your forearms. Release that right leg if you haven't already done so, and stretch the left leg back behind you, maybe lifting it an inch or two and lengthening that left side. And then releasing the left leg back. If you're standing at the chair, standing up nice and tall, little tiny lift of the chest and a little tiny arch back. So you might take the hands back a little bit behind the body, like a mini back bend of the upper back. If you're on the floor, you can come up into what's called airplane pose. So the hands are at the sides of the body. Again, both legs are lengthened nice and long behind you. And if it's accessible, lifting the head and shoulders, maybe the hands and arms, maybe the feet. Again, pay close attention here. You notice I said maybe on all of those. Do what's right for your body. And release if you haven't already done so. Let's make one more transition onto our backs again. So in the chair, coming to a seated position. And drawing the knees into the chest, both knees reaching around again. If it's possible, taking hold of the shins or the thighs, rocking a little side to side. And in the chair, bending the torso towards the knees, letting the knees move side to side. What's called for in your body right now? Any stretches or positions that would feel supportive and helpful? And then releasing, stretching the legs out long, coming into resting pose. In the chair, perhaps sitting back into the back of the chair. Taking a moment to invite the attention to walk through the body. A mini body scan here, checking out what's present now after this practice in the body, mind, and heart. Becoming aware of the feet, the ankles and lower legs. The knees and the thighs. The hips and pelvis. The buttocks and the belly. The waist and the low back. The rib cage, middle back. The shoulder blades. The chest. Heart and lungs, breasts, maybe one, not two, maybe none, acknowledging the journey that this body has made through your life, as it is right now. The hands, working for us, often out of our awareness. How is it right now to let the hands receive the warmth of your attention? Maybe your appreciation. The wrists and forearms, elbows and upper arms. inviting the attention to flow through the body like this, landing in all the different parts to visit. The shoulders, the neck, inside and out. The face, not needing to express our wants or opinions right now, just receiving this warm flow of our attention. The scalp and skull and brain. The entire body, crown of the head to soles of feet, all around and deep inside. Having spent some time in this practice, offering some movement, awareness, attention. It's so easy to notice the parts of the body that are uncomfortable or the things that we can't do. Balancing that with the beauty of this body and this practice. And maybe some gratitude for this opportunity to practice in this way.